Kashmir, the Flower of India, was presented by Jatinder Verma and produced by Anthony Denslow. It was a Ladbroke production for BBC Radio 3, first broadcast last October.
I'm Donald MacLeod, and I've been writing and presenting Radio 3's Composer of the Week since 1999. The programme itself has been going a bit longer than that. This week's composer, as it was originally known, first hit the airwaves on the BBC Home Service 70 years ago. As part of our birthday celebrations this year, we want to put the spotlight on a composer who's never appeared on the programme before. And to do that, we need your suggestions. On the Composer of the Week webpage, you can find a list of all the composers we've ever featured over the last seven decades. If there's someone you think we've unjustly overlooked, please let us know. You can send an email to composerofthe week@bbc.co.uk, write us a letter, or tweet us at the hashtag COTW70.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3, it's 10:15. Well, they're not quite ready for us yet down at the Royal Albert Hall for the second of tonight's proms. Just a reminder, it's Nigel Kennedy directing the Palestine Strings and Orchestra of Life in his latest thoughts on Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. The most up-to-date information I have is that Kennedy's Spring will be taking wing live from the Royal Albert Hall here on Radio 3 in roughly 10 minutes' time. So do stay with us if you can. And for the moment, back to Bach. These are three more of those Busoni transcriptions for piano of Bach organ chorale preludes played by Murray Pariah. And this first of them is Wachis Auf.
Thank you.
Bach organ chorale preludes transcribed for the piano by the Italian composer-pianist Ferruccio Busoni. Those three Bach chorale preludes were Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme, then Nun freut euch, lieben Christen, and at the end there, Ich ruf zu dir, Herr Jesu Christ. The pianist was Murray Pariah. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 25 minutes past 10. Well, coming up at 11:45, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Martin Handley with the second of this evening's proms.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Albert Hall. I'm Martin Handley from Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms, as it says up there. And we are, for every note of the season, live for this late night prom. And sorry we're starting a bit late. Thanks for your patience. Nigel Kennedy and the Red Priest, Antonio Vivaldi, have had a close relationship for the past quarter of a century or so. Nigel's done a huge amount to bring Vivaldi's concertos, he wrote well over 200 for violin alone, to worldwide public attention. The Four Seasons are undoubtedly the most famous of that double century, difficult to escape from in lifts or when held in a queue on the phone. But if anyone can reinvent this fantastic music, make it fresh again with a new twist, it's the man who's playing it tonight. Nigel's working with the performers ranged on stage with me, the fearless young musicians of the Palestine Strings. And by young, I mean they're aged. By young, I mean their age between 12 and 23. They come from the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music, founded 20 years ago, which at five different sites in the Palestinian territories teaches its students both Western classical and traditional Arabic music, as you're about to hear. With them on stage, members of Nigel's own Orchestra of Life, which he founded to create an ensemble flexible enough to play all kinds of music in all kinds of ways. It's that combination of talents which Nigel utilises this evening to infuse and link his performances of Vivaldi's four concertos, so the Baroque original is coloured by jazz and Arabic improvisation. After all, musicians in Vivaldi's day found it as easy to improvise as play from the printed page. Vivaldi was very proud of these concertos. If you close your eyes, you can hear in them the oral pictures he crammed into his music, from the birds, barking dogs, the rustling leaves of spring, through the relentless burning sun of summer and the celebrations of a bumper grape harvest in autumn, to the blizzards of winter and the pleasures of sitting in front of a roaring fire. So now, please welcome Nigel Kennedy to the Albert Hall stage, joining the Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra of Life for Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed and reinvented here in the Royal Albert Hall by Nigel Kennedy with the Palestine Strings and members of the Orchestra of Life. The orchestra leader was Lizzie Ball. Nigel Kennedy going round, thanking individual players, Lizzie Ball and the principal cello, Beata Urbanek-Kalinowska, also from the Orchestra of Life. And the three Saad brothers, Mustafa, Omar and Randy, who we heard playing those Arabic maqams, and indeed in the case of Randy Saad also singing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit facile to say it, but we all know from experience in this night of music tonight that given equality and getting rid of apartheid gives beautiful chance for amazing things to happen.
Nigel Kennedy getting the orchestra to their feet once more. It's an extraordinary music school, this. Nigel's going to speak again.
And amongst this amazingly gifted group of people, there's a new friend I've made, a wonderful young player, only 15 years old, and I'm going to ask him to play the slow movement of the Vivaldi A minor concerto for two violins. And this man, this boy, if you don't mind me saying, is Mustafa Saad.
Thank you.
slow movement of Vivaldi's A minor double concerto. Nigel Kennedy and 15-year-old Mustafa Saad, one of these three brothers from the Galilee who are in the Palestine Strings, members of the Palestine Strings. Very talented trio in this music school, which has these five centres in Ramallah, East Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nablus and Gaza City. And their activities centre where they rehearse together is in Beit Zeit. Palestine National Orchestra, Palestine Youth Orchestra, Children's Orchestra, Conservatoire Orchestra and the Palestine Strings. A huge number of different groups. Might be a bit more, I think.
Mustafa Saad, a name for the future, man, I tell you. So, good on you. I think we'll do one for the night because we have something on our mind. Yeah, man. And this one's written for the collective and it's called Fallen Forest. It's written by another famous composer that I love so much called Nigel Kennedy.